why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
I'm on, they tell me. I'm on. Well, I don't know what I'm on, but here I am on this Monday night edition of the program. And I have to say that we had to switch things, and tonight we are going to postpone our program that we had lined up on biblical issues with Gene in Texas. And that's for tomorrow night, because the man we're going to have on now has been on to trying to give you some thumbs up on 9/11, and he's going to be busy in another few days. So we had to bring him on tonight for the last time in a while to tell you how you can be informed on 9/11. And, of course, that is Dr. Kasim Khalil, Dr. K. And before I get to him, though, before I get to Dr. K and newest information on 9/11, I did have to read you something a little bit more, maybe a little bit more trivial. But anyway, it comes from a question to Dear Abby. And here it goes. Are you listening, Dr. K? My husband is a liar and a cheat, Dear Abby. He has cheated on me from the beginning. And when I confront him, he denies everything. What's worse, everyone knows that he cheats on me. It is so humiliating. Also, since he lost his job 5 years ago, he hasn't even looked for a new one. All he does all day is smoke cigars, cruise around, and hang out with his buddies while I have to work to pay the bills. Since our daughter went away to college, he doesn't even pretend to like me and hints that I may be a lesbian. What should I do? Signed, Clueless. Dear Clueless, says Dear Abby, grow up and dump him. Good grief, woman. You don't need him anymore. You're a United States Senator from New York. Act like one. All right. Good evening, Dr. K.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, very good. How did you like that? How did you like that advice?
That was pretty cool. I'm going, well, that sounds like Mr. Clinton, and you're doing it.
It sure does. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
All right. You've been selling a lot of the books and getting the word out on this program and helping us.
Word's starting to get out.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. Good things come in small numbers at the beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they grow and grow and grow.
It's a fantastic country, you know. No one wants to live anywhere else, really. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, as a country, as an opportunity, it's the engine. Remember last time we said it's the engine of the world.
Yes.
If the engine stops, the world stops.
Yes.
If the engine gets mucked up with junk, if it gets contaminated with a sickness, and that's what it is. It's a contamination. If we could take that contamination, that abscess, if we could drain that pus and kill the bacterium, we could cure the disease.
Absolutely.
It began really in George Washington's time. George Washington said that, look, the Republic is in danger from within if the global Jewry, actually, if they took control of it, we're finished. And that's what's happened, and I have the proof for that. And I know it's starting out with a gun, but it's the truth.
That's all right. The gun, shall we say, is the powerful weapon of truth tonight. We'll be right back with more Dr. K, and I have some information I'd like to bring into the picture. Join us, 9/11 and his books. I'm Rick Adams.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Already some people on the lines at 1-800-313-9443, and the main book here, but there are three new books by Dr. K. Wrongly Blamed, New Information, The Real Truth About 9/11, and The Words of the Prophet Muhammad, of course, are two of the great books, and he has authored three in all, and of course the last one that we mentioned is The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Humanity. So we have all three of those books, and somehow tonight we're going to manage to give another offer that you can't beat. Anyway, Dr. K, you and your book have a lot to say here that I want to get into later, but go ahead. Establish some points.
I have proof that every newspaper, every news magazine weekly, every TV show with pundits are lying. They're all lies.
I don't think you need much proof for that.
We can, and we can prove it with their own publications. I don't have to invent anything. They invent it, and then we can dig and prove it to be a fraud. And that's what Wrongly Blame has really done. We've taken the mass media's material and proven it false. You see, I tell you what. Actually, the Shah of Iran was a Jewish agent, okay?
Yes.
Hitler was a Jewish agent. Don't worry about whether Hitler was of Jewish blood. He was hired. He was a stooge for the global Zionist movement. He was hired by the Jewish bankers. His election campaign was paid for from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get more clear than that. The wire transfers are in A.C. Sutton's book. So, you know, And you can't really, I mean, do too much about the facts. We have to recognize the facts and deal with that from there. You can't get anything from the news media because the news media is owned. Now, I have something here I talk about in the book, some revelations, okay? First of all, you can't get any information. You're going to have to get it from RBN or some independent. The charges that were put in the building were put in by Israelis in the World Trade Center, not by the CIA in this case, okay? Not that the CIA isn't capable of it, but not in this case. The bombs put on the second set of London bombings in the tubes were put in by Zionist agents. Remember the second set of bombings?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Which would imply that the first set of bombings were put in by Zionist agents. We have Ephraim Halevi, who wrote an article several days before the bombings saying that the bombings were going to be very sophisticated, that our new Islamic enemy was going to be very, very tough. We're very intrigued by them. We're impressed by them because it will be sequential bombings with perfect timing. Now, how did Ephraim Halevi know that a week before the bombings in London, the first set of bombings in the tube? He would have had to have been the perpetrator, he and his group, because, in fact, the bombings were like this, according to the London Transit Authority. Boom, 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 all within 40 seconds.
That's right.
All right, you have numerology to, is that a conspiracy? But it's something. 911.
Hey, don't forget Bibi. Bibi Netanyahu was told to stay home. Don't come out that
Bibi,
afternoon.
Bibi had advanced knowledge.
Stay in the apartment.
All the way in Israel had advanced knowledge.
Yes.
There wasn't do you know what the Muslims had?
No, you're right about
that.
They
gave a warning. The Muslims of the Stockholm Mosque in South London issued a public warning to the police, to the London police, saying, watch out for this guy. This guy is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the guy show up? Bombing a tube. His name was Addis Isaac. We've traced him to Ethiopia. He was trained in Israel. He was a Mossad agent. He was a double agent with an Italian girlfriend and a fully covered fake wife in London.
And then you think about the Jordanian bombings of the hotel.
Yeah,
and
with
how
the young woman supposedly.
And how the, yeah, but the Jordanian, listen to this now, the Israelis got a warning to all Israelis and Jews in those hotels to get out.
Yeah.
Well, they were warned in advance.
Very good point. There were a number of high-level Palestinians in that building that they were aiming for, and the Chinese were meeting with the Palestinians on arms issues, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you had the Saudi bombings right from the beginning, right in the Saudi area where American installations were, and in the capital and Riyadh and so forth. And you know darn right well, we can go back to the 80s and we can go back to the 70s.
There was some
complicity. We can go back to the 50s if you want.
Definitely, but, you know, the Levon affair.
That's what I'm thinking about,
because,
yes.
See, what happened in the Levon affair is very important. Good point. In the Levon affair, actually, they used actual sort of Anglo-Saxon Israelis. In other words, they were too light of skin, they were too European, and that proved scandalous.
Good point.
So what they did was they switched to the Ethiopians who they hauled in, the Iraqi Jews who they perpetrated to move from, they bombed their own synagogues, which is predicted, of course, in Scripture. They drove their own people into refugee status and started to use the darker-skinned people, or they would buy an Arabic person. Once in a while, they were able to give a few million dollars, like the Achille Laurel, to some radical person. Or they would have a Abu Naidal, who wasn't an Abu, but was a Jewish guy. And he was dark enough that, but he was a Jewish guy who was a Mossad agent who they named Abu Naidal. So it's like that. And so we have the proof here. Because some people might say, is this rambling or what? But let's go to some hardcore proof that's published in the book. And this time it's the London bombings. A guy by the name of Bruce Late, sweetheart of a guy. If you've ever been on a carriage in London, it's frightening to be in there in the first place. But to have a bomb go off must be the most horrifying thing in the whole world. And have your limbs blown apart, horrifying. How could any human being ever in the whole world do it to another human being? Here it is. The guy is in the bus. I mean, he's in the carriage. He's in the tube. It goes into the tunnel. It blows up. He's in there for several seconds, so he knows of what he speaks. Okay, here's what he says. He escapes, he and his girlfriend. All right, there were 20 to 25 people from all walks of life, from teens to 60. I remember an Asian guy was there, and a white guy was there, and a guy with the tracksuit trousers with a baseball cap, and two little old ladies sitting opposite of me. Boom! We heard what was a huge electrical surge, which knocked us out and burst our eardrums. We were right in the carriage where the bomb lit. He was in the carriage where the bomb lit. Now, here's what he said. As the policeman helped us, the policeman said to us, mind the hole under the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the bomb was. The metal, quote, was pushed upwards from a bomb underneath the train. Eyewitness account. What I told you about who owns the media is proven. If you want the proof, we'll get into it. They seem to think the bomb was left in a bag, said Bruce Lee, but I don't think so. No. I don't remember anybody being there. There was nobody in front of me. You know how many reports there are? Many reports, eyewitness, of the tiles lifting off the bottom of the carriage, and then the sound of the boom. People who know physics? The bomb was underneath. The bomb was planted, and it was these people were murdered for political vile gain. The Shah of Iran was Jewish. He was a Russian Jew, as proven, and I revealed that for the first time in a book, Pollack's monograph, The Jewish Shah, published by Michigan University Press.
Mm-hmm.
He was foisted on those people for 50, 60 years, he and his colleagues. How many years? 30 years, whatever it is. And the Savak was trained in New York by American agents. This is just the beginning. We haven't even got to 9-1-1.
You know, in your book also, you go back to 1970, and you talk about, as a lot of people have been, misled about what happened in 1970 with regard to Jordan and the PLO.
Yes.
And you talk about that Jordanian war against the PLO and the Zionist connection. And a lot of people who are apologists for Israel will always cite that and say, look, even the king of Yeah. Yeah. Hello. What happened?
Hello.
Are you there, Dr. K?
I'm here now. How you doing? We're back. Hello?
What happened?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Rick.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we're back now. Dr. K, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. It seems like we had a little interference. And,
I think we did.
Maybe it was Mossad interference.
Well, see, Rents.com had a very wonderful posting. Benjamin Friedman, the former Jewish man who was still a Jewish man, but he was a former Zionist. So he bolted because of the evil deeds. And he put the posting up of his lecture, Benjamin Friedman, where he said that, look, you know, the Jewish people started World War One, they started World War Two, and they're going to start World War Three. So when we talked about that, Rents was attacked. I don't think even Rents knows that we talked about it on this show. And they drilled a hole all the way through his server and blew it, you know.
Well, it seems like every time we get into that here on RBN, it seems like something mysteriously happens. And I'd like for
listeners, you to know that that's business infringement, whoever you're doing it.
Well, I'd like to also ask the callers when you call if there's anything missing or if you're having any problem hearing the broadcast now. That certainly would be an added incentive for you to get on the lines and dial us in at 800-313-9443. But let's get back to...
Here's the deal. It's a dirty word to say Jew, but you can say Osama bin Laden, Islamic fascist, Islamic terrorist, Islamic insurgent. It's just a word. What do you want us to do? Call Benjamin Friedman a Lily White, tiptoer, ballet dancer or something. If Benjamin Netanyahu is a Zionist, that's what he is. You know, so life goes on. Now, remember what I said about Bruce Late proving that the bomb was not, there was no bomber, there was Muslim there, or, you know, anybody. There was nobody there. It just bombed underneath the carriage.
Yes.
This pitiful lady, Martine Wright, this is from The Guardian Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Martine Wright, I see every time I go into the, like, an airplane, I see all these guys sitting around in their business suits reading the newspaper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Martine Wright, one of the most seriously injured in the July 7th suicide bombings, was only 3 feet from, now this is The Guardian saying this, 3 feet from the Muslim Shehzad Tanweer when he exploded himself and his bomb. Three people were killed outright, and she had to have her legs cut off. Now, would you ever want to have anything to do with anything so wicked where a guy, for religious reasons, by the name of Shehzad Tanweer, blew himself up to kill people? Now, that's what The Guardian says. But the eyewitness, this is the same exact tube that Bruce Late was in. The constable, Bruce Late, his girlfriend, and everybody else said, no, there was no Shehzad Tanweer on the carriage.
Mm-hmm.
But The Guardian says there is. Well, who runs The Guardian? The Scott Foundation. And who was the choice associate of the Scott Foundation? One guy by the name of Chaim Weissman, who Scott and Weissman, quote, worked arduously all their life to establish the Israeli entity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a absolute malicious lie in a major multi-million dollar newspaper done with malice to enter people's minds so that they don't know who the real criminals are, the same criminals that are going to destroy the United States of America if you don't stop it. And
that's,
you know
that's
what?
True.
I guarantee it.
Yes.
Unless it's stopped, they will destroy it, and then they have the money to come in and buy whatever's left.
Well, that's what the scripture tells us in about the end times Babylonian captivity. But getting back to 1970 with the PLO being destroyed and the Jordanian government being useful by the Israelis to do it, to do their killing of their fellow Arabs. And this is nothing new for them. And you cite that in your book, that chapter, having to do with King Hussein.
Yeah,
you
Sylvia
mentioned
Roxburgh
something interesting about him.
Yeah, they put in Sylvia Roxburgh, their expert prostitute, and she was in bed with the king, and she provided the documents.
He was a real swinger.
Yeah, and of course the king was a British, MI6 joint CIA agent who was paid by our government, and they would corrupt a lot of these guys by bringing them some white girls from Norway or whatever they brought.
Yeah.
I don't care, you know. Or in this case, Sylvia Roxburgh,
and then blackmail them.
Yeah, and so he went out after the Palestinians. There was nothing. I mean, there was an absolute massacre. You know, they didn't have any intention of assassinating him at that time.
So he was blackmailed into doing it.
Oh yeah, he was blackmailed. You know, if you
killing
don't
his
exactly
own.
That's the point.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, then we'll let the world know that you're philandering.
Well, I have somewhat of a little bombshell to drop in a few minutes on this program that'll dovetail with what you're saying, and it comes right from the Jewish press, as a matter of fact, and it corroborates what you're saying. I think this is going to be fascinating. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have another book offer tonight to get the word out here about the truth about 9/11. Dr. K, you join us. Get a question or a comment, 1-800-313-9443. And let me know if you have any problem with reception, if you're having any difficulty with us breaking up or any problems whatsoever. Wherever you're listening, shortwave radio stations or a satellite, or if you're just listening on the micros, we'd like to know. Get on the line. We'll be right back in just 3 minutes from now with more Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hey, we're back now. Never a dull moment on the program here, Dr. K.
Yeah. I have a
bombshell now. I want to just interject a couple of them, actually.
Sure.
Here's one here, just to dovetail with what you're saying. From Seoul, South Korea, the Associated Press carried this story. The author of a best-selling comic book series intended to teach children about other countries said that he would change a chapter on Jews that has been called anti-Semitic and similar to Nazi propaganda. And his name, of course, is Rewan Bok. He maintained, however, that his depiction of Jewish control of American media and politics was based on fact and commonly believed. The Jews are, quote, the invisible force that controls the U.S., Rhea, professor at Women's University in Seoul, told the Associated Press. I write the chapter to let people know that you can't understand the U.S. without knowing the Jewish community. Well, anyway, apparently somebody from the Simon Wiesenthal organization, I think it was Reverend...
Wiesel was right, by the way.
Yeah, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, I guess, cried foul and said that we've demanded that he basically remove the, quote, slander in the book that historically has led to anti-Semitism, violence, hatred, and even genocide. And Ree asserted he is not at all anti-Semitic, and he would remove the parts that have drawn offense or write them differently. So if that doesn't prove power and control, man, I don't know.
Well,
what
actually, Ariel would be pro-Semitic because he's warning the people of people like Abramoff, who got money, you know, who... Abramoff,
right?
Did I say his name correctly?
Yes.
Was in the was a lobbyist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's from Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Jewish bankers are from Europe. Weisenthal and all the other individuals here that are concerned, Cooper, they're from Europe. There are no Semites natively in Europe. If they're from the Khazar Mongolian region, those are non-Semites. And this individual was actually being pro-Semitic because he was warning us of the money, like Abramoff taking the money from the natives, then buying armaments illegally for the West Bank invaders, who have then killed Semites. The only Semites left are the Muslims and a few Christians. There's such a small percentage of Semitic Jews who are treated like second-class citizens, such as the original Jews from Iraq. Naeem Gilady has made that very clear in his book on the controversies of the former prime minister. The Ben-Gurion scandals. So
that's right. Yep. I cited that book the last time you were on.
What's this what are you talking about? You don't even know of what you speak.
Right.
You are non-Semitic people who are brutalizing through illegal acts and through falsifying the newspapers to convince the goyim, I guess, and then you're taking these young kids, convincing them that there's a war when there isn't. They're dying. So you're not only anti-Semites, you who are then going after this little author, but you're also anti-non-Semite. You're anti-everything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be calling this anybody an anti-Semite. A Semite is a Palestinian. So who's the anti-Semite?
Well, these people that call themselves Jews and are of the synagogue of Satan.
They must be of the. They certainly can't be of the synagogue of God.
That's
from thine mouth is a lie.
Well, and the thing is, Dr. K, you know, the hatred and the bigotry that you hear so much in all neocon radio each and every day is so blatant, it is so in your face, that it's a wonder that people can hear it and not shout from the rooftops, you know, this is true bigotry.
A lot of Americans are starting to do that, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but the thing is so alarming is that I think many have become numb to it. Is there such a thing?
I think so. Nobody wants to be pointed as a radical. Nobody wants the triple letter, the FBIs, the IRSs. But you just have to shuck all that and remember your duty. Mm. Remember, most Americans are duty-bound to the words of the Messiah in Arabic, the Messiah. You know, the Quran is very profound, making it categorically clear that there's only one Messiah, and that's Messiah, who's Jesus, right?
Right.
And that he is there's only one Holy Spirit, Ruh al-Qudus.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit is the Jesus Christ, which is a dovetail to the Christian brothers.
Yes.
Your brothers, Christians, are the Muslims. They are the ones who are bound by faith to believe as you believe, to believe in their hearts with your hearts, to bond with you as brothers. They're the ones who hold Mary so high that even the thought of a negative thing would take them, in their minds, to hell. And yet there are others who castigate this fine soul, and there are others who say foul things about our dear Mary. God.
And now we have this Chertoff, Homeland Security, who was involved, his very agency, in lying about these two Border Patrol agents that were set up to be convicted illegally and then sentenced to prison terms.
Definitely.
For firing upon invaders into our country. What could be more evil, more destructive, than doing that to our country when this man, who is the head of Homeland Security, is a dual loyalist, dual agent of Israel? That is incredible.
He's purely a Mossad agent. That's it. And
he sits at the apex of this so-called security agency, which is responsible, allegedly, for protecting Americans against terrorism.
Right.
Where did you ever hear a line?
Perpetrator of terror.
That's incredible.
We have proven, pretty much beyond a shadow of a doubt, that at least some of the murders on 9-1-1 were Zionist perpetrated. We know for a fact that the London tube bombings were Zionist perpetrated. We know that the only group who targets British citizens and blows them up historically are the Zionists. They've done it in the King David Hotel.
Yeah.
They've murdered a number of British soldiers. They've, you know, assassinated Israelis on ground and Palestinians.
They
in
have
London.
Killed Israelis as well. Absolutely.
Yeah. So no one is safe from these perpetrators, and they must be dealt with in whatever kind of a way one has to use to deal with it.
If you read Matthew chapter 23, Jesus confronts them directly. He's talking to these people today. He's sealing their fate. He's telling them where they will spend eternity. Well, anyway, let's do this.
Where is your Jesus and where is your Muhammad?
Amen.
You people, these fighters for truth that went up against paganism.
Bingo. There you go. All right, let's take some calls, Dr. K. Before we make our book offer tonight, these programs are absolutely exciting because your book, you know, let me just say this before we take a call. The thing about your book, one man told me is this. He said, you know, up until I read Dr. K's book on 9/11, I thought truthfully that Israel just had firsthand foreknowledge of what was to happen, that they were warned by the government, the CIA. But now I am absolutely positively convinced by what Dr. K has documented in his book that the Israelis were in the driver's seat.
Absolutely.
That is really, I mean, it's fathomless.
Even more than Cheney. Now that is what you've got to understand.
And now you got Dick Cheney having his health problems again. And, of course, with that in mind, whether they're real or whether they're not.
My dear Rick Adams, that had blood on their hands, that had gunpowder on their hands, and that were committing illegal acts on September 11th, were the Zionists and those rich, mega-rich, super Zionists behind them, obviously.
Yes.
They were the only ones caught red-handed, man. You've got to start with that. Speculation is killing you out there. Get the facts.
It all comes back to what you just said in opening the program. He who controls the media controls the minds and thinking of the American public and the world.
And if it's so important to them to lie to you, then they're covering something up.
Exactly, exactly. Simple deductions. Let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. Let me know how you're hearing the program and how well you're getting it, if you're getting it at all. And let's start with Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. You're on with Dr. K.
Yeah, you guys were cut off for just about 3 or 4 minutes there.
Yes,
some kind of
we're aware of that. But
I listen on the Internet, so I don't know about shortwave. Okay?
All right, so otherwise it's fine?
Otherwise, everything's been fine. You lost like 2 or 3, 4 minutes, something like that, where it kept cutting out.
Well, that's unusual. Then how would it be cut off? You know, I'm just wondering. You know, if it was just the Internet, that would be one thing. If it was just shortwave, that would be something else. But here, it may be all of the ways that people listen to us, which would really shock me. I mean, that would be absolutely fathomless.
Absolutely. And
that would be interesting to find out how it would happen.
As far as your guest, Dr. K, he's absolutely right that Christianity and the Muslim faith have much more in common. Matter of fact, the Christianity has nothing in common with Judaism, absolutely nothing. They're polar opposites.
That's exactly correct.
Christianity and the Muslim faith are pretty much similar. They have some different beliefs, and the Muslims are more, I don't know how you would phrase it, more limited to the ancient ways, as far as I would look at it, than Christianity. They haven't evolved quite as much as far as, I don't know how you would look at it, but something similar to that. But they have much more in common, and I remember years ago when Arafat first, when the Israelis first allowed him back into, not power, but they allowed him back in where you could actually see him now and then. He went to a Christmas thing in that church in Bethlehem, And he was very respectful, and he sat there, and you know, while they had the Christian thing going on.
His wife was a Christian.
There was nothing untoward at all about it, but I didn't see any rabbis there.
No.
I didn't see any Israeli government officials there. So much for this Judeo-Christian junk.
Exactly.
There's nothing about Judeo-Christian.
Exactly. You see, the Muslim has a Quran which says that the closest people to you are the Christian people because they have the heart, and when the word is brought to their heart, it brings tears to their eyes and peace in their hearts. And also, let's not forget that the Jewish powers castigated Jesus, but not only that, they say foul things about Mary.
Well, yeah, you're going to the Talmud now with that boiling, and you know, forever, and Mary was a harlot that took up with carpenters and Roman
very
soldiers.
Foul,
and the whole
very
bit.
Foul, very foul,
very foul. It's too foul to say on, you know,
yeah,
family radio,
yeah,
but that's the way they look at it. And they're supposed to spit when they go by a Christian church or a cemetery. They're supposed to spit by...
Is it three times? Three times.
Yeah, and
whereas a Muslim man can marry a Christian woman, and in fact, Arafat was married to one, for instance. There's a liberality, huh, in Islam, and a liberality in true Christianity that we have to meet.
Speaking of Arafat, who was it that poisoned Arafat?
The Israelis poisoned him, of course.
Absolutely. They can get away with anything they want to get away with. But for both your gentlemen's information there, Mark Glenn, I know you both know who Mark Glenn
is. Yes, yes.
He's got
a column.
He's got a heck of a column posted March the 4th in Crescent and Cross.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Candy from a Baby, Why the Traditional Catholics Are No Threat to the Jewish Agenda.
Right.
This is his latest in one heck of a column. If I have the time, I could read the first couple of paragraphs, and it pretty well...
Go ahead. Go ahead. This is your show, too, now.
Yeah, go ahead.
It starts off, "Relax, Mr. Morris D. Seligman of the Southern Poverty Law Center. There is no need to sound the alarm in that shrill Southern drawl screeching that has become your trademark and which you employ whenever something resembling a white blood cell pops up and threatens a Judaic infection of which you are but one small virus." Paragraph 1. 2. "Yes, that's right. I did out you as an operative for the synagogue, Mr. Seligman. I hate to burst your bubble here, since no doubt you spent a lot of time coming up with that misleading title, Southern Poverty Law Center, as if you were a good Samaritan type fighting for the rights of poor people. But for far too long and on too many occasions, you have spilt the beans. You are really just another front for the multi-headed Zionist Hydra." And then in the third paragraph, and that's the last one I'll quote, "But anyway, back to the topic at hand. As I said, relax. There is no need for you and your fellow Pharisees and Bolsheviks to wet yourselves in panic. The traditional Catholics, or trads, as we often refer to ourselves, are for the most part absolutely no threat to you or your Antichrist agenda. That hit piece written by that nice Jewish girl, Heidi Weirich, in your recent SPLC intelligence report was in all respects really just a red herring, much ado about nothing, and tantamount to the boy who cried wolf. The trad movement is as much a threat to your people, 3,000-year-old fantasy rooted in madness of inheriting the earth and making footstools of Israel's enemies as a mouse is to a gorilla." And I say those three paragraphs states the whole case right there.
All right.
Exactly what they're doing, exactly what they're up to.
Neutralizing. But I will tell you that we should beg for our Catholic people to do more investigating, shouldn't we? Let the Catholic people find out about the corruption within their system and correct that. And if they won't do that, at least each Catholic person should find out about, like, wrongly blamed, find out about the Zionist connection to the Catholic Church, to the Vatican, how the Vatican borrowed money from the Zionists, and how they're melted together like brothers. The Catholics need to know that.
Right. I am not denigrating the Catholics any more than I do
Of course you're not.
This is
just a suggestion, Jim, that if there are Catholic listeners, I agree with you, they need to know that they also are being abused.
But so does Falwells and Robertsons and Hagees and all those Zionist Christians. They're just as much or even more to blame, really, than the Catholics are who've been led astray. They're all being led astray.
Yep, they are. Christians, unite, all of you. I don't care if you're a Catholic or what you are. Unite together.
Yeah,
what's left of you?
Unfortunately, most of the, I would say probably 2/3, maybe 3/4, or even better, of the entire Christian faith. That's, I'm talking about Lutherans, Anglicans, whatever you are, they're all controlled by him nowadays.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Well, and it's not even direct control, but it's just fear and yeah, propaganda. And when you get Schofield's notes and all of this other pollution entering into the theological seminaries,
yeah,
or cemeteries, as I like to call them, what do you expect them to say?
Well, I tell you what, you better go back to the true teachings of the Jesus, you know, and the true teachings of the testaments that you have. You got to go back. Your heart, your soul is accountable for that knowledge. What
when the bridegroom comes for the bride, he wants the real bride, not the phony. And he's coming for a select few.
If you allow yourself to be led astray, is my opinion. If you allow yourself to be led astray, then you have to pay the price.
You deserve what you get.
No, it's true. It's true, Jim.
Absolutely.
Jim, you're right on, baby.
All right, Jim.
You're on the money, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Jim. Very enlightening. Okay. All right. We have more to enlighten a little bit later on. We've got a lot of time, lots to go. And you join us at 800-313-9443. That's the number. Dr. K. Kasim Khalil. And we're talking about the three books, particularly Wrongly Blamed, with the first edition. Now, I guess you're in your, what, second printing?
Well, it's going to be a long time. Yeah, we've got this Wrongly Blamed. It's good enough. It's what you need. It's
all
everything.
Right.
Boy, if you master this, it's a ton.
It is incredible, and it's a real introductory, easy-to-read eye-opener. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on RBNLive.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, all righty. Hey, 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 we're back with Dr. K, Kasim Khalil, and we have to go right back to the phones, Dr.
Sure.
K.
No problem.
I got so much to say, but we got so much that others want to say. Let's go to, let's see, I believe it's Jeff right now in Indiana. Hello, Jeff. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm okay. Sir, I'm just a little bitty old construction worker, the guy at the bottom of the jar. But most of us that have woken up, we understand what's going on with these 911 events and that it's all perpetrated.
Yeah.
But my question is to you is why?
Mm-hmm. Very simple. World War III, complete control of the Middle East, conquering the Middle East, the establishment of Greater Israel, the mass expansion of the Israeli entity well into Babylon, predicted in the scriptures, the conquering of any possible Islamic entity, because, you see, Islam represents a godliness. It represents, you know, no alcohol and no pornography and no smut, like true Christianity does, and there are many Christians fighting for that.
They're really very moral people, are they not?
Very moral. You know, look in Iran. There are 1 million to 2 million people bowing in Friday prayer on Friday. And the speech is about the High Almighty One. So that's a threat to the status quo, to the Hollywood quo, to the pornography quo. And there are many enemies of that kind of a movement. The three biggest economics in the United States at this time are armaments, drugs and vaccines, and pornography, of which, and alcohol. Okay? So there are many reasons to conquer Islam as such. There are many reasons to make it out like a guy with a beard did it when he didn't. But obviously oil plays a minor role, because oil is not sufficient reason to spend $4 trillion of money that could have been used to explore for oil. It could have been used to own oil reservoirs.
Mm.
Yeah, oil is a bit of a distraction here. The purpose is to completely conquer the Middle East and put it under Israeli hedge money. That's the entire purpose. Actually, it was not Cheney or Bush. It was actually six Zionists who created the Project for the New American Century, which stated categorically that we've got to take down a Pearl Harbor event in the United States to get the public behind a war in the Middle East. And they did it.
Does there have to be another one before the Iranian ordeal?
Another what?
You know,
another,
yes.
Another 9/11 domestically?
Very good question.
What, another thesis antithesis deal, if
mm-hmm.
you want to call it that.
No, it's an excellent question. You see, you and Rick Adams and you out there, you've stopped other terror acts in this country. Bill Beauchere's on WLW. Myself talking about the Israelis sneaking into the nuclear plants and sneaking around to get to the Alaska pipeline. We have all warned the world that we're aware of these perpetrations. So they would have by now done it. The Iranians are pretty shrewd. They're watching their borders. They caught that group that bombed 12 people the other day. They killed 12 Revolutionary Guards. They caught them. They trapped them in a house. They didn't kill them. They're a little smarter than we are. They captured them, and they found U.S. munitions in their hands and U.S. bullets with U.S. insignias and U.S. grenades. So there is a bit of an opportunity for us to save this country, and somebody's frightened. That's why it hasn't happened.
Jeff in Indiana, thank you for your call. Good point to pick up on. 1 minute, we'll be right back. Hour number two of Uncensored Radio, Free America, with Rick Adams and his guest, Dr. K, and his books.